brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the show. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And I know you missed us last week. We didn't have a show last week, and there's a decent reason for that, but you probably all won't think so. I was in the middle of a blog reconstruction. I was reconstructing my entire blog and launching some new stuff on my site. So we took a week off.
Yeah, that's a pretty good reason.
Yeah, we didn't tell anybody, though. Like, I didn't put it up on Twitter or nothing. I didn't even...
We just did it.
I didn't even email Chris at Pure Grade. Sorry, Chris, I love your face. But, you know, like, I didn't even tell him, like, no episode this week, because... So he just thinks I'm a lazy bastard, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever,
yeah.
I kind of am.
That and I had to work 6 days last week, so I was like, ugh.
Yeah, Ben was wiped out. We even tried to get together to record this Sunday or Monday night, wasn't it? Monday night?
Yeah.
And, we got together, and what we did is stare at YouTube videos for like 2 hours.
Totally true.
Because that
totally true.
Tends to happen sometimes.
Yeah, we do that a lot.
All right, so coming up on the show for you today, this is a very proggy episode. We were just building the playlist.
Yep.
And we've got a lot of proggy stuff.
It's a good one, though. I like it.
We got a lot of brand new stuff. We got some brand new Sentry that just came out. We've got the brand new Skeleton Witch that isn't out yet. Brand new Pathology comes out soon. Brand new Rose Funeral. We got a lot of brand new stuff.
I like Rose Funeral.
Yeah, word. And then, I don't know, like, I think Let Live for a hardcore band, because I guess that's what most people would lump them into.
Yeah.
They're kind of like that Dillinger Escape Plan. All right, Dillinger fans, calm down. I'm not giving them that much credit. They're very, very good. But they're a more proggy, kind of spazzy hardcore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like traditional hardcore, kind of.
Right, yeah,
punk rock hardcore.
Right. So, but I feel like it fits in with a bunch of other proggy stuff. You
know
what I mean? So we've got a Let Live interview coming up for you that I did forever ago. Literally, I think it was half a year ago. More than that. It was 8 months ago.
Nice.
Now that I math it out. So that was prior to their signing to Epitaph Records. And congratulations to the Let Live guys. They're going to be coming back through again soon. They were supposed to come through on a tour with... who was it? Across the Sun was on the tour with them. And Human Abstract.
Yeah, yeah. Human Abstract's good. I like that.
And then the tour fell apart for a couple of different reasons, so Let Live never made it over here. But they're coming back through again.
Yay!
In a month or two. I'll have more details when I have more details.
I'm down.
So I'm so fucking stoked to see Let Live. Literally the greatest band I've ever seen live. Literally. If you in all you pure metal fuckers that are listening to all this Toxic Holocaust and shit that we're going to have coming at you on this show.
Yeah.
But just give Let Live a chance. Because if you can't find something awesome in Let Live, I don't want to know you, and I don't want you as a listener. So go right to hell for all I'm concerned. We got some stuff we got to plug at the end of the show, but chances are you've turned this off by now because I just talked shit to everybody. So
So let's go to music.
All right. We've been going long enough. Let's go ahead and fire it up with that brand new Skeleton Witch I was telling you about, the Infernal Resurrection.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I got to outro that song because I'm notorious for going off on a tangent. That was
totally true.
Brand new Pathology comes out next week. Dissected by Righteousness is the name of that track.
Right on.
So, what were you up to the last little while? We haven't gotten together and talked about
it's true
metalness and metal awesomeness and general. Metally stuff, other stuff.
Metally stuff. You too. Well, we had a little metalness hanging outage the last time we tried to record. Yeah. And we just watched YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. Matt's got me stuck on this new band out of Canada, unsigned. Believe it or not, it's called Skip the Foreplay. This City We're Taking Over is the name of the song, and I'm so stuck on those guys. Yeah, my girlfriend hates it.
They've got the vocalist from Blessed by a Burden, I think.
Right on.
The vocalist from one of the guys from Despised Icon.
Now that's some fucking credit right there.
Yeah, and one of the guys from what's the other band? Blind Witness. They're all doing guest vocals on the track.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you like any of those bands, you might be into it. Although it is kind of like, I guess, it's being called crunkcore now.
What?
Like, where that kind of poppy, ravey stuff is put into it and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like Abandon All Ships and Asking Alexandria and whatnot. You know, they yeah. got those ravey kind of breakdowns and shit like that.
Right, right.
That's apparently called crunkcore, little did I know.
I think that's a gay name. I think the music is great, but that name, whoever gave it that stereotype, is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I have one name for it and one name only. It's known as music.
It's known as awesomeness.
It's known as good music. For and your I ear like holes. It. I like it.
So what
Facebook other, approve. I liked it.
What other bands have you been getting really into lately? Like, is there anything else that you've been blasting that you can't fucking stop listening to? What else?
Lately I've been old school with a lot of stuff. In Flames, Come Clarity. That's traditional. Well,
hell to the yeah.
Some good shit. Saw them open for Megadeth at the Gigantor tour. I didn't give a shit about Megadeth, but I was there for In Flames and Children of Bodom, and that was about it.
Word.
Been listening to a lot of, not really a lot of A Day to Remember lately, because I've been trying to expand.
Yeah, word.
My horizons.
I've been listening to a lot of Last Chance to Reason still. I'm so hooked on that record, dude.
Their live show is 10 times better than their record. So
I agree.
And it's a good record. It's a good record. They sound good. I'm not knocking their album at all. But if you like their record, you need to see them live.
Yeah, because it doesn't hold a candle.
They fucking just tear the walls down live yeah. compared to...
Well,
the record, dude.
And their vocalist, Mike,
sounds exactly like that. No,
that was actually Mike.
Yeah.
He stepped in for a minute.
It's true.
Made some crazy noise.
Made some guest vocals on the show. No. No, he's really talented. He's got a good range, and he's got it really controlled, too.
Yeah, I think the only problem, and the Metal Speak guys, our homies over at Metal Speak, big shout, they went and saw him. I think they were probably going to the show anyway.
Yeah.
But they paid a lot of attention to Last Chance to Reason because I was blowing Last Chance to Reason up so much on Facebook and whatnot after the show we saw them at.
Yeah.
So they went and checked out Last Chance to Reason, and they told me that they had no intention of actually watching them. They were just going to go to the bar and kind of hang or whatever.
Right.
Maybe check out a little bit, but not really pay that much attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they really stepped up and went over and did it on my, like, what's the word I'm going for?
On your
recommendation.
Account. Yes. On your behalf.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Their only complaint was that because there's, like, 6 dudes in the band, you know?
Yeah.
And I saw this when we saw them at the Brank, so in Portland
yeah.
as well. They didn't move a whole lot, but... That's mainly because I don't think they have a lot of room to move with 6 dudes on stage.
That's true.
You know,
give them a real stage, they could do it. I think, you know, if they like played a Wart tour or something, even mm-hmm. on the locals list, they could move.
Yeah,
you know, I'm sure they would do a little bit.
So the voting for that Winds of Plague thing,
yes,
for getting on the Thrash and Burn tour.
Right.
That voting has ended.
Yeah. I know our guys didn't make it.
Right. And we were pulling for Across the Sun, of course.
Yeah, on Metal Blade Records.
Right.
Yeah.
We were pulling for Across the Sun, and they unfortunately did not get it. However, a good band did get it.
What band?
Volumes got it.
Okay.
We're going to be playing some Volumes later in the show.
All right, so I'm down.
You can stick around and give a listen to that shit right there. Yeah, I'm stoked they got it because there was maybe three bands on that list, maybe that four bands that were worth it, and the rest were just garbage. So, you know,
yeah.
Now you know who two of those bands are. You can do the math on the rest, I guess.
Yeah, I think Across the Sun still should have got it, though. Although, however, now that since they're a signed band, maybe Metal Blade made an announcement or something about Shane leaving the band or someone Facebooked or something.
Yeah.
And that could have been a heavy burden, you know, like on voting. That could have played a role in there. A member losing, a band losing a member, and, you know.
Especially someone as key. See what I did there? Someone as key as Brain.
Yeah.
Because he played the keyboards. I mean, they had. Across the Sun has single guitar and a keyboard player.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's like losing a guitarist if you're a band with two guitars, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know what they're going to do about that. I haven't talked to him recently, although I have every intention of heading up to Portland fairly shortly. Yeah, me too, as do I. Guys, if you're hearing this, we love your faces. We've been rambling a lot. Do I have anything to say about... Oh, yeah, we got Century coming up next.
Yes, we do.
For those of you that haven't heard of Century, I wouldn't be that surprised because they haven't really... They've really managed to fly under the radar. But I think their most recent record, Red Giant, is going to do a lot for them. And it's very impressive. I enjoy it a lot. Came out last week. And what do you say, Ben? Should we go to some music?
Let's do it.
All right. Here's Lobotomy by Century.
Yeah!
welcome back to the Alloy Podcast. And you just heard, what was it? Agony of something or other. Agony of the Damned by Toxic Holocaust.
Totally.
That was going out to Travis over at the Metal Network. I put up a thing on Twitter and Facebook about an hour ago saying, hey, we're getting ready to record, so you should tell us what songs you want to hear. And
totally.
He said he wanted to hear some Toxic Holocaust, so there you go, sir.
Right.
I hope you're listening.
That's pretty cool.
And if you are, you should go over to the Alloy Podcast Facebook and say something to prove it.
Yes.
Because I don't believe you.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Calling you out.
Yeah, that's right, son.
Totally.
Get at it.
Do it now.
So, here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead, since we're going to be talking about what I just said a second ago.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and use this as a chance to plug some shit that I've done recently. So, as I said earlier in the show, we missed last week because I was super busy putting the finishing touches on my new blog. It's something that I've been working on for about a month, and I put a lot of hard work into it and a lot of time into it, and it finally got up and running last week. So, alloymat.com is a thing now. That's my personal blog.
Isn't that a video blog?
Yeah, it's kind of both. It's like That's a good. Regular blog. That's cool. So, like, right now, if you were to go over there, the most recent post you'd see is a review that I wrote for the new World Center record.
Yes.
Which we will have some exclusive tracks for you next week. And then directly below that, the post before that, is my brand new segment of the blog that I launched last week called A Generally Metal Show. And for those of you that are familiar with, like, a tuber, like Philip DeFranco or, you know, various YouTube shows that you just watch the whole thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing a weekly segment.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's cool.
Over on my YouTube page or over at my blog. So for any of those links, alloymat.com or alloypodcast.com, and you'll see links over to my stuff.
Yep.
So now that shameless blog plug was put in there, Ben and I have been talking. He's thinking about starting a blog, yes, right?
I'm thinking about starting a blog. And just reviewing albums that I like that recently come out, like maybe the new August Burns Red that just came out a couple months ago, or skip the Foreplay even because I'm stuck on them lately and they're out in Canada, and that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like those guys a lot, listen to some of their other music. I'm sure they're having an album out soon if they don't already.
Right. Well, they're managed by one of the guys from Despised Icon. Right. I'm pretty sure they got it covered. You know, they're gonna do work, son. You know?
I'm sure they're gonna do just fine. But I'll throw some promo out there anyway. You know, no one hates free promo.
Yeah, word. So reviews. You just thinking about doing nothing but reviews, or?
Well, I'll start with just reviews. Maybe a couple of videos here and there when I get my own laptop and. Yeah, that's probably how it's going to start, and then I'll probably work it into something else.
You can do interviews and stuff, too.
Oh, like, yeah.
Because, for those of you that don't know, I am crazy busy. I'm always doing something.
Yes.
So the interviews that we do here on the podcast, those aren't the only interviews I do. I also do them on my blog and various other places.
Yeah.
I do them for Pure Grain now and again and whatnot.
Yeah.
So whenever we go to shows, even if Ben's not interested in interviewing any given band, yeah. I'll go interview him and either use him for this if it's appropriate,
right?
Or if I want to kind of try him out before, you know,
yeah,
I really do a lot of work with him or whatever the case is, I'll throw it up on my blog, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't see why you couldn't do the same, because there's some bands that you want to interview that I'm like, eh, whatever, you know, I'll go, totally. You know,
right.
But you know. Mostly, I do a good majority of the interviews, but that's because you work nights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's because I work full-time, and Matt's getting this
thing up and running.
To turn into his full-time job soon, hopefully. We'll have more news on that for you when it happens. But, yeah, that'd be cool. And hopefully I could do the same, turn it into something I do full-time, all the time.
Yeah.
That'd be badass. Because it's stuff we love to do, and... You know, Matt's been on unemployment now for a little while and is turning this into a job. So Matt's had the time to do all this, and I don't.
Right.
I work from 6 at night to 3 in the morning, and then I go home and go to bed, and that's about it. Yep.
And that's why sometimes it's hard for us to record, as Ben gets really busy, and it's understandable.
Word.
So, Ben's toying with the idea of starting a blog, but he's not 100% really. So what we want you to do is head over to the Alloy Podcast Facebook page, facebook.com/alloypodcast.
Totally.
And leave your thoughts. Should Ben start a blog? Should he not start a blog? Should he fall into the pits of hell? Like, what do you think? Just come leave your feedback.
Say anything.
You can also hit him on Twitter at @AlloyBen.
Totally.
Or for either of those links, you can go to alloypodcast.com, where there is always links to everything all the time.
Word. Hey, speaking of Twitter and stuff, I still need to get that dude's email so I can send him the video that we made for him, or that I made for him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Did you ever get that in the email, by the way? No?
No. Okay. For some reason, it never came through.
We'll get
it. We're going to have an inside chat.
Yeah.
On the cast. That's what we're going to do. That's what we just did.
That's what we just did right now.
Yeah. So, ooh, we've been going a little while.
Let's go to
some music, and then what do you say after that we do some text from last night? We haven't done that in a while.
I'm down.
All right, cool. So, yeah. Here is False Divine by Rose Funeral.
Out of the cold, all the foolish shots. Thank you.
welcome back to the show. You just heard Last Chance to Reason upload complete. And I'm going to give a quick plug for them real fast. They have a video game out there in the interwebs. That it's a free download. And you play through a level that's synced up to that song. You can go over to their Facebook page. They've got a tab on there. By the way, that tab, I programmed it. They needed someone to do it. Is it funny that nerds that write their own video games need someone to HTML their Facebook for them?
No.
Is it ironic at all? Because I think it is.
All right. Yeah, it's a little...
All right. So, yeah, head over, check out the video game. It's a legit game. And it's fun to watch the faces that you're shooting singing the song back at you and so various other things. We're going to play a little game of text from last night because we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. Oh, I found a good one.
All right, go ahead and fire it up.
All right. My mother walked into the bathroom at 3:45 a.m. while I was splashing in the bathtub with the remnants of her birthday cake all over me. She looked at me and walked out.
Wow.
That's...
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty gross.
All right. Here's one. Of course, Ben, as always... on their
mobile app,
and I am on their Twitter page.
Yep,
which they are at TFLN. If anyone's curious, all right. So here's one from their Twitter page. Okay, I'm a little jealous. Grab her pigtails and ride her like a jet ski. Making motor noises is optional.
That's funny shit.
Yeah.
FYI, if I die in my sleep, it's because I drank a bottle of Coke from 1986. I needed a mixer. I like that one.
All right, here's another one. The campus cop used the word depravity in our citation. So that was, wow. There was some weird, strange kinkiness going on.
Yeah, there must have been something going on
there.
Yeah,
anyway.
I got called a drunken housewife today in class. I'm proud. Not many people can say they've achieved their life goals like I have by the time they turn 20.
All right. Girl, you're like that last load of laundry. I'll do you eventually, just not tonight.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Oh. It's not a good night until someone eats a bagel covered in face mask thinking it's cream cheese.
Oh.
Oh, dude, that's gross.
All right. I want to do something romantic, like gargle champagne before I put your dick in my mouth.
Oh.
Kind of, one kind of ruins the other. Anyway, never mind. Moving along.
Is this a genuine concern, or are you high? Replies. Just because I'm high doesn't mean it's not a genuine concern.
All right, here's one. I'm impressed you managed to decipher ANNSLQLLPPREBBCNCNJ into I'm drunk at the Vic. Please come pick me up and do me on the kitchen table.
That's awesome. I want to wear something that says I'm a lady, but I have condoms.
Nothing is the proper thing to wear.
Right?
Yeah. When they say all expenses paid, does that include bail? All right, so I want to kind of explore this one for just a second.
That's a good question.
Yeah, because like that guy won a trip from work, you know, or something like that, right?
Right.
All expenses paid vacation to Hawaii or something, right?
Right.
And then he got placed in prison, and that's the text his boss got.
Wow.
Because like that's the only way I can imagine that working out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Ben's got a good one.
Yeah. The girl I hooked up with in the exchange for ramen freshman year is living with the girl I currently wish to bang. Try oodles of noodles this time. And P.S., please don't fuck the corn maze, okay?
All right, we're going to leave it on that note.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, that's a good one. Also, I just want to throw out, because I'm on Twitter, and I just noticed I'm kind of checking Is Anyone Up's stuff.
Nice.
And one of the guys from Beta Remember
yeah.
has been posted.
Yes.
Dick pics.
I know who this is.
It's not the guy we interviewed.
No?
No. However.
Which one?
It's John. It's not. It's like their bassist or something.
No, that's the one we interviewed.
Okay, then it's not him.
Is it? Is he?
It's one of the guitarists.
Oh, okay.
Ink on his face and shit like that.
Yeah, that's a guitarist. Yeah.
And then a guy we have interviewed a long, long time ago. You'd really have to dig back through the iTunes archives to find this.
Yes.
Ben Ferris of Woe Is Me.
Yes.
Had dick pics posted on Is Anyone Up Today,
too.
And it's always awkward. I said something on Twitter about it, and I don't think Ben took it very, very well. It's always awkward to see a guy you interviewed's dick on Is Anyone Up.
That's got to be awkward.
But I couldn't stop laughing at the same time. So,
you know. Oh, well. Don't be stupid enough to send dick pics to some chick.
Dick pic.
I don't send dick pics.
No. That shit's uncalled for.
Yeah.
Well, mainly because I don't want the conversation on Is Anyone Up to be like, here's dick pics of Ben from the Alloy Podcast, because then a bunch of people are going to comment like, what's the Alloy Podcast? And I'll be looking at it, trying to avoid looking at your penis.
That would be
while free reading the comments, going, "Oh,
that would be free promo." Though.
Yeah, I know. We need to get you nude.
Oh shit!
And either that, or we need to find a whore,
right?
Just a total whore. You have to know a girl. You're kind of in a related business. Is all I'm saying. We'll make her a part of the show for like 3 episodes. We'll get her nude. We'll submit her to Is Anyone Up, and that'll work, right? We can do that, right?
What?
We got to be able to do that. We got to make that happen.
I'll find someone. She might not be a whore. She might not know. She might not know that we.
Maybe we could. Maybe that's what we could do with that video you showed me a little earlier.
We can't put that on Anyone Up. Well, we could. They wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I say we do it.
Yeah. I think we're gonna do that.
There are other videos that I have that you are not allowed to put on Is Anyone Up.
Oh.
But unless it really is means necessary, then we just won't tell my girlfriend.
Okay. And hopefully she's not listening to
this.
No, I don't. In fact, on that note, we're going to go to music and pretend that little bit of conversation never even happened.
Yep, here you go.
All right, so here is Backwards Marathon, a little bit of old school out of Between the Buried and Me.
Together. Force my soul. hearts will not change. It was this flyer, and dreams will let go. Thoughts will not change. It was this flyer. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. You just heard Facing the Gorgon by Son of Aurelius. I think that's it for the show.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's about it, yeah.
Yeah. I think we just got a couple plugs to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's on with the Let Live interview. So,
yeah, that's about it.
Really quick, I want to say check out the homies over at Metal Speak Podcast. Check out Century Media Podcast. Check out the Blast Beats and Breakdowns blog. Who else? Soundwave Northwest. If you're a Northwesterner, then that's a good source of, I guess, core news for you.
Totally.
And, as always, alloypodcast.com.
Totally.
Head over to my blog, check out the new redesign thing, hit the like button, and I guess check out my new YouTube show, the Generally Metal Show,
totally,
which is posted up over at my blog. So, I guess without further ado, here's the Let Live interview, and as soon as that's over, I'll be right back, and I guess play some more music for you.
Totally.
All right, this is Matt from Alloy Podcast, hanging out with Let Live. Guys, can you make some noise for the...
Yes, we can.
So I guess go around the horn real quick, introduce yourselves to the listeners. We'll start here.
All right, my name's Anthony. I play drums.
I'm Jeff. I play guitar.
I'm Jason. I sing.
John, I play guitar.
Right on. So, yeah, I've heard a lot about you guys. We talked about this a little bit a second ago. Metal Hammer Podcast blows you guys up. I'm a big fan of the Metal Hammer Podcast.
As are we. Yeah.
That's great, guys. I'm really stoked to see you guys. I haven't seen you guys yet. So, like, this is going to be real cool for me. I'm super stoked about the whole thing.
We're really glad that you're excited. We're excited to be playing for you, Matt. Yeah. So
I have yet to hear any of your stuff, and already bought the CD. So, like, I already know it's going to be good.
We'd like to introduce Ryan into the equation. He just walked in. He plays bass. Go tell him, Ryan.
Ryan.
Right on. Cool. So, tour's been going around 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's making its way into the latter of the week and a half, so it's about to be 2 weeks, yeah.
Right on. You had any, like, surprising responses yet? Like,
every one of them.
Really?
I mean, truly, every night's been wonderful. I mean, we did home and we did local, like San Diego and such. But even there, the response there was beyond flattering, and we were very, very much appreciative, grateful, and excited about all that. Every other city's been really great. Whether they've heard us before or they're just hearing us for the first time, mm-hmm, like yourself, they've been very... The reception.
Absolutely. Well, and there's a hell of a turnout tonight. I mean, I was here for Arsonists Get All the Girls and Within the Ruins a few weeks ago. Those guys played for 15 kids.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I mean, this is a huge turnout for
this
place.
That's wonderful.
You know?
That's cool. Yeah,
so,
we're
right
excited
on
about that. Yeah,
excited,
yeah.
Good. Wow. So, I guess I'll just talk the basic kind of stuff, like your writing process and inspiration and stuff like that. So, like, I know there's a lot of bands that refuse to listen to metal whatsoever while they're writing because they don't want to start sounding like those bands,
right,
I mean? Right. And then there's bands that, like, well, you know, we're really heavily influenced by All That Remains or band.
Yeah, yeah.
So we try to sound like that. Like, what's your guys' take?
I believe that we will take whatever it is that we chose to listen to naturally. It has nothing to do with whether we're writing or not.
Or what style it is. Because, you know, we could listen to as much jazz as we want. We're not going to come off as, you know, Miles Davis.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which would be awesome.
That would be.
I think
generally what we do is we will take things inherently from music, and you naturally will pay homage through sonically. We're not going to anything like that. But I really do feel that whatever it is we're listening to is simply just aiding us in a more artistic manner, as more so than like the actual composition of the music, and maybe so more so the vibe and the feeling that we get from that. Not so much picking things apart.
The actual sounds or riffs or anything.
Yeah,
like
nothing like that.
Because metal's cool. It's like, it'd be brutal. I like the message of, you know,
mm-hmm,
Hail Satan, blood and kill, kill, kill. But yeah, it's cool, like, in your face, that concept in itself of being brash and,
yeah,
you know, that can be inspirational in itself.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, it's more.
It won't come off as,
right,
thrashing, speedy.
It's more so ambiance, environments, formalities taken, and ideologies, I think, from other things that we more so embrace than the actual, than the music sonically itself. I think that's what we go for.
Right on. So, I guess what got you guys into metal? Like, I mean, I don't mind saying it, you guys don't look like your average metal band.
No, yeah,
you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
We don't mind saying that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're spanning, yeah, the races through here, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's, I mean, as far as I can tell, fairly, yeah, rare in metal.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So it, how did, yeah, that come about?
Well, it's funny. I mean, it's not that often we hear that we're called metal.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's more so, it's given the hardcore, progressive hardcore, hard rock thing.
I don't believe in subgenres.
Yeah.
We stick to metal is metal. Metal is metal.
If, yeah, you want to talk about roots, my first thing I remember growing up was like Black Sabbath, and that's the ultimate of,
absolutely,
know, metal and stuff like that. That would be my big thing. And even with Zeppelin and stuff, that's considered nowadays classic rock, but they were evil as shit back in the day,
yeah, uh-huh,
compared to what was going around then. And
it, oh, is, yeah, it is definitely, yeah, to take what's going on subversively. You take,
yeah,
you know, and what you're going to do is, you're gonna go ahead and if you feign the act of breaking the mold, well, people are gonna know and they're gonna say fuck off. But if you just happen to be at the right place at the right time, doing something that will go against the grain no matter what you do, and you embrace that vessel and drive it hard as you can, I think that's kind of where we're at now, and hoping that it's what we've attained, the status we've attained naturally, and,
yeah,
not so much, it was never a very conscious decision or,
yeah,
effort, really. And so it is what it is, and we are very, very thankful for that. I mean,
yeah,
someone's turning our van on and off.
Randall, what are you? He doesn't drive.
He's a tour manager.
Yeah. I want to see what happens.
Right on. So was there, like, a moment that, like, generally, for most people, it's a record they heard, a specific CD they listened to, that made them go, I'm playing music for the rest of my life. Was there a moment for you guys?
I think for each of us,
I think,
sure,
we all, yeah, definitely have exclusive moments, I'm sure, subjectively.
Go ahead. Mine for sure was Never Mind. That got me started, you know.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, that's it. It's the only reason I'm playing drums now. It was that music video, watching Dave Grohl and his long ass hair in that stadium with the cool Anarchy cheerleader chicks.
Yeah,
I was like, I want to play drums.
Yeah,
that was it.
Right on.
Oh my god. My dad was a huge Zeppelin fan, so I grew up watching Jimmy Page all the time. Started watching him, he's cool. In 8th grade, Smells Like Teen Spirit came on, and I was at a high school middle school dance. That was awesome. It just made me feel great. I don't know, it's a lot. since I was walking. It's crazy.
I guess the aftermath of my father doing music pretty much gave me the fuel to do music, and sort of the not really having an option. I think it was just what it was supposed to be. And running concurrently with that is a scene in Back to the Future 1 and 2. They really revisit it in the second one, where Marty McFly gets up there and plays with the band of brothers.
And
he plays a Chuck Berry jam. And then Marvin Berry calls Chuck Berry, and I just remember seeing him rock out on my stage, thinking, you know what? For a white boy, he got some soul. You know what I'm saying? And he went
D minor, keep it shuffle, you know, on the drums. And
yeah,
all
yeah,
changes.
Yeah, yeah. And he played that little that like Van Halen solo at the end. It was pretty rad. Anyway, that's concurrently running with my father. Marty McFly was the reason.
Right on.
An oldie for when I
know. For me, it was like Linkin Park. You know.
Oh, that's cool though. That's cool.
You know, all that good stuff. I know. I mean, screw up. I mean, Brazil and stuff, and I don't know, for me music was in my blood, so
you guys love Sepultura.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's, you guys love it. You eat it up for breakfast.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's my turn. I don't know, my whole entire childhood was surrounded by music. It wasn't really a specific act. My dad was literally bringing me to concerts since I was a baby. My first real one that I can remember is probably Smashing Pumpkins as the first concert. I don't know. I mean, there wasn't any specific moment per se. I'd say it was just kind of a gradual inclination toward music, and then kind of manifested into playing it, you know. So
it's all kind of been there for us since we were all kids.
Yeah, that's cool to have an environment like that to come up in, you know.
Not bad. Yeah. Well, video games didn't work out, and I realized that I wasn't very good at Rock Band, so I just started doing music, you know.
I guess I have to sing.
Yeah, fuck that.
Right on. So, I guess I always like to take metal bands and turn them into metal fans for just so, like, what show did you go to just as a fan that you thought was going to be mega dope and was lame?
Oh, fuck.
A lot?
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate to talk. Dan, I didn't.
Yeah.
I love. Okay, the most recent example I think of Minus a Bear. I thought they were going to be wick. I love their CDs. Saw them live. Boring.
Really?
Boring.
Fuck.
Sorry, guys. That's it. It was just, you know, upsetting.
See, mine was Disturbed quite a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I can believe that.
Not down with the sickness, or what?
Well, no, I was totally down, but they got the biggest stage on the planet, and each guy takes their 3-foot box, and they just stay there.
Yeah,
and I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Shit. 3-foot box.
I have no idea. I can't remember last time I bought a ticket to a show and went, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I guess like
Rat-a-tat was boring. I'm trying to think of metal bands that I've seen.
Dude, I can flip this question to tell you that I saw fucking Deftones in 96 when I was a child. Uh-huh. And that was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. And since then, it's been hard to top that for all you metal bands that are trying to.
Yeah.
I can say that much. Also, maybe that time where I thought I was seeing Tupac, but it was just an impersonator and he was terrible. And it was terrible in Vegas. Probably that time too.
Oh yeah, there's like that Lady Gaga.
Oh, they're everywhere. The one dude, Michael Jackson, the white guy who played Michael Jackson. Well, he was on it. Damn.
Yeah, the moves. I think he did. There was a JT too.
I think he even started crying at the end, and I believed him. Yeah,
this is it.
But yeah, I don't know. Other than that,
yeah.
I can't really think of anything. It sucked, man. One of my favorite metal bands would be Opeth, so I don't know.
Are you saying they're a bad lot?
No, I'm saying they're amazing lot. And, I don't know. Ever since I saw them, I was hooked, so I can't really think
of anything. We're a band of optimists.
Yeah.
I haven't been out to many shows as of recent, really. I mean, other than the ones we're on, I could say maybe there might be bands on the tours that we're on. Not that we're touring with,
careful,
per se.
Dude.
But
careful, dude. Easy.
You were at a cross band, you'd rather sit in the van.
Yeah.
not in a mean way at all, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I
have no idea.
Yeah.
Again,
this isn't
a
visual.
Dude, almost every time I interview at this place, there's a fight in a damn parking lot for real.
Looks like it might be going down. Oh, wow. He's just karate kicking him.
That's a fake fight.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's lame. That's not cool.
That's not real violence?
Where's the blood?
Come on, man.
Where's the blood?
All right. So I guess I'll spin that around. What show did you go to that you thought was going to be lame and thought it was dope?
Fuck, that's
and I guess I'll start and admit Aaron Tippin at a casino. Like, I'm not a country guy at all, but my girlfriend was. And I'm like, he's got that one cool song that I heard. And I went, and he's a hell of a performer,
that's
man.
That's great.
He really lit it up. So
That's great. I like that. That's actually...
That's a tough... I need to think about that.
I can tell you right now, and I'm going to shout them out, and I know people... Whatever. I'm going to shout them out, and these are our boys... Before I knew who Bring Me the Horizon was, all I knew was the hype. We played a show with them a couple years ago with another friend, a band of friends by the name of The Ghost Inside in Los Angeles, and we played with Bring Me the Horizon. And what I had done is I had a preconception simply based on what I had heard hype-wise and all that drama that followed
them.
So I went in with this notion thinking that, you know, it wasn't going to be anything that I would enjoy. Completely averse effect to what I thought. That band killed it live. They were the nicest guys, and they still believe in, let's say, the up-and-coming music, and they still support, and they still hold it down in such an essential way for music that I have to show love, and I have to say thank you to each and every one of the, you know, members of that band, because they've been supportive of our band. So, Bring Me the Horizon flipped the script on me and opened my eyes, and I'm going to say that they are one of the better bands in this scene right now doing it right.
I'm so stoked to hear that because I'm going to be seeing them in March with A Day to Remember.
They're great. Awesome. Yeah. They're great.
That's going to be a good tour.
And Jonah, you're my boy. If he ever hears this, Jonah's my boy. That's like my boy for years. So you're going to have fun with that one.
Good.
One show that I saw, The Monotonics. I heard the CD. It's a three-piece rock band from Israel. If you listen to the CD, it doesn't seem like you would expect much, but live is off the wall. Awesome. Just, you know, the singer and the drummer, they came into the crowd, the guitar player came into the crowd, and just, it's one of those where the venue felt the show. Like, it wasn't, you know, there's the front of the stage, and then the front row gets, the main thing going on. Everybody felt it, and, you know, it was a really cool experience. They're definitely one of the best bands live that I've seen.
Awesome. You got one?
For me, I'm going to say Mute Math. I walked into, they're an indie, kind of an indie rock band, but just amazing. Just walked in and just blew my mind. Great.
Right on.
I was recently at, not that I particularly thought that they weren't going to be great, but I was at that La Dispute Touche Moore show, and that turned out to be amazing. They played really well live, and it definitely, I didn't think it'd translate as well in a live setting, where I didn't think the energy would be really portrayed properly, but it definitely was. And both of those bands, really.
Absolutely.
Right on. Well, see if I can get a time on this. Right on. Well, that's all I need from you guys. So that's cool, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for
having us. Thank you.
All right. That was the Let Live interview, and I hope all of you enjoyed it. Got two last songs for you. We're going to run Casino Columbus by Let Live off of the Fake History record, and Wormholes by Volumes. Join us next week. We encourage our listeners to get a hold of us in a variety of forms. You can head over to alloypodcast.com or puregrainaudio.com/alloy. Leave a comment for us on the website. You can always leave a comment on iTunes. You can email us, alloypodcast@yahoo.com. Search for Alloy Podcast on Facebook. Or you can find us on Twitter @AlloyPodcast.